Dying Day by Robert Ryan. Read by Stephen Pacey. Prologue. Germany, 1945. The once half-timbered city of Halberstadt was still burning when the small convoy passed through its outskirts. The USAAF flying fortresses hadn't left much of it standing, just enough to suggest it had once been a beautiful medieval city. As the jeep bounced and bucked over debris, Alan Towers balanced the tatty copy of the pre-war Baedeker on his lap and turned the pages with numb fingers. He found the relevant passage, which identified Halberstadt as one of the oldest cities in eastern Germany, founded by Charlemagne in the 9th century. "And pounded to dust by the Americans in the 20th," he added. It was a pity the picturesque houses were now smouldering shells, but Towers had seen enough destruction to be past caring about the loss of yet another Auerstadt or a 13th-century cathedral, no matter what the quality of the wood carvings. He was more worried about any snipers that might be lurking in the smoking ruins. He had lost a gunner to one 3 days before, and could still see in his mind the impossibly neat hole that had been drilled into the man's forehead and the jagged, fist-sized wound that had been left when the bullet emerged out the other side.
"Stay sharp!"
he shouted above the engine noise. They were deep behind enemy lines now, even though there weren't many enemies to be seen, at least not in uniform. Just old men, women and children, all stamped with the same beaten, bewildered expression. How did it come to this? Well, you started it, Towers always thought. It was down